Everybody, Brian here from Quant. Questions more about this upcoming intake for the course. This guy is from South Korea. I live in South Korea, did research with TradeStation for 2 years. My only country has TradeStation. Now, I just checked Interactive Brokers. Korea is supported. So that alone will be a major, major option for you being in South Korea. Also, I'm really interested in your course, and the questions are, what is a good point then TradeStation? Well, like I said, Interactive Brokers is probably the best one out there for retail traders. Also, I did check Oanda, Dukas Copy are supported as well, so those are other options if you want to stay in the world of Forex and CFD, but maybe you see my video on Friday because today is Monday, December 10th. And what I said was crypto is the place for me right now because there's more cash to be made there, more opportunity just due to the bigger swings. Continuing along. Okay, what is a good point then a TradeStation? So as I said, Interactive Brokers is good. It just opens up you up to more programming languages, better support on that front, including Python. C++, Java, I don't know your programming skill level. So speed is there depending upon what language you want to go with. Security, if you're going to host it in cloud, I still don't think that's a big security concern, but if it was, depending upon how you lock down your environment, you're have no worries because you control it if it's sitting on your own servers locally. Is it possible that TradeStation guy or some TradeStation-related server can see my code if interested? I don't really know TradeStation. I'm sure you can, what they call, obfuscate it, basically scramble it. And I don't know what you mean by no black box. I prefer no black box technology with Python being open source if I was to use other technologies just to sort of like learn and reverse engineer. Operation stability, from what I've seen running my own scripts, and it depends upon how you code them, you can definitely get obviously any programming language to be stable depending upon how you code it up, it's not a concern at all. And any other more good reason, I'm not sure if he's looking for reasons on why I would go with something like Python versus let's say TradeStation, as he's mentioning. Lots of good reasons with the new up-and-coming machine learning, especially TensorFlow. I did a meetup last night. We had a guy who's heavily doing trading with machine learning, and he sounds pretty high and up there in terms of connections and getting business for a startup that he's working with. Sounds like to me they're putting a lot of emphasis on machine learning. So that's one aspect. Also, when you're working with black box technology, and regardless of what platform it is, you are locked into what they make available to you. So, for instance, if you want to integrate, let's say, a database like I like to use, like Redis or any other database or NoSQL database, there's that. Also, if you wanted to bring in other data providers, you're going to be challenged with that. You will be highly limited with some kind of black box or platform and the control and access that they give you. That's why I prefer open source, because it enables you to integrate anything you want with what you want. That's one of the huge big reasons to be with an open source technology, because you don't have those restrictions. You don't have the licensing, for instance, to renew your software, as some do, maybe TradeStation. So those are a lot of the big advantages that it brings. So hopefully that answers a lot of your questions and other people's questions as well, because this is pretty common. So I'll put this video up on the usual places on social media. Other than that, thanks for asking. Hopefully we'll see you in the next intake. Later.